A Polish-American artist in Brooklyn was paging through Life magazine one day, and he saw a strip of photos, four of them, of a little black boy, a toddler really, romping in the snow wearing a snug snowsuit. Ezra Jack Keats described that picture later when he was accepting the Caldecott Medal. His expressive face, Keats said, his body attitudes, the very way he wore his clothes, captivated me. That little boy in the photos became Peter in Keats' illustrations. He was the star of the book The Snowy Day, published 50 years ago this week. And that story begins with Peter looking out his window, putting on his red snowsuit, and stepping outside.
Then he dragged his feet slowly to make tracks. He found something sticking out of the snow that made a new track. It was a stick that was just right for smacking the snow-covered tree. Down fell the snow, plop, on top of Peter's head.
That voice there is maybe familiar to you, and that's LeVar Burton reading from The Snowy Day, a book that was an immediate popular sensation and socially groundbreaking. Prior to its publication in 1962, no other mainstream children's book had featured a black hero in a non-caricatured way. So joining us this morning is Dr. Deborah Pope, a friend of the late Ezra Jack Keats and executive director of the Ezra Jack Keats Foundation. Hi, thanks for joining us.
You're very welcome. It's good to be here.
So take me back to when Ezra was writing this book. I understand he intended to write a book with a main character that was African-American, but did he intend it to be, as you just said, socially groundbreaking?
Absolutely not. He did say that he had noticed that all the books he had been illustrating, none of them had really choice protagonists who were not white. And so he thought, well, you know, they're there. They should be in the books. But did he have an intention to be a groundbreaker? Absolutely not. He just wanted to write a wonderful book.
And I've read it described, and you would know for sure, that he said he just wanted to write a book about the kids he saw around his own neighborhood in Brooklyn.
Absolutely.
And none of the children's books that he read looked like what he saw.
That's exactly right.
But what that led to was a lot of criticism. First, he got criticism because people found out he was a white guy. Tell me about that.
Well, he got criticism and praise. I mean, the book won the Caldecott Award almost immediately, and that is the highest praise you can have. But also, there was controversy because he was white, and there was a feeling that a white author could not describe the black experience, the African-American experience. And it was a time of tremendous tumult, and this was a time when the African-American community was very much trying to have its own voice, and, you know, there was some trepidation about another white voice speaking for them. And so there was, you know, kind of worry about that. But as soon as it became clear that the book was going to have a good influence, not only on children, but on parents and educators, the controversy subsided.
We're speaking with Deborah Pope. She's a friend of the late Ezra Jack Keats. Ezra Keats wrote the book The Snowy Day and all the books that came after featuring Peter. She's also executive director of the Ezra Jack Keats Foundation. And we're talking today because it's been 50 years since the publication of The Snowy Day. I want to read you this comment that one of our listeners made on Facebook. Susan writes, "The Snowy Day is one that I vividly remember reading as a child, and it's where I learned how to make snow angels. 30 years later, it's one of the first children's books I bought for my own kids." I mean, that must be the experience. I had the exact same experience, and you must hear that a lot.
Absolutely, yes. And that's why it's a classic. 50 years and still running. This book really changed some lives and touched a great many people in positive ways that we can't really calculate. A great many artists and illustrators who are working today are working because they saw themselves for the first time in the pages of this book.
You know, I was really surprised going and doing my reading for this particular discussion that we're having to discover that he was actually criticized for not making it more about the class struggle, the struggles of racism, that the first African-American protagonist in a children's book had nothing to do with racism in America. Was he aware of those criticisms?
Oh, he was very aware of it. It was devastating to him. This is one of the comments he made to the criticism was, would you prefer perhaps that I had him wear an armband? Which, you know, Ezra came out of a tremendous historical time. He lived through tremendous amounts of anti-Semitism, poverty, World War II. So he knew about prejudice. And he felt you cannot put a color on a child's experience of the snow. And it's a step backward to demand that we do it. And so he, you know, he reacted very painfully to it. It was very upsetting to him. But the book itself, without making a point, perhaps made the strongest point it could. It said, we're all in love with the snow. There is no black experience going out to play in the snow. And a lot of the comments, even on Facebook, to the segment on the 50th anniversary, say, you know, I didn't even notice that the kid was black. And other people saying, I absolutely did notice, and it meant to me that my experience was the same as this child's experience.
And my grandmother, in order to get, because we're, you know, our family's part African American, she had to order from Europe in order to get books that had darker characters in them for her kids to read. And I wonder, what do you think? I mean, is that the legacy? Is it just that this is a great story? That's what that seems to me. Or is the legacy of Peter as this groundbreaking character, which is the more significant, do you think?
The legacy is that it's a great book and that it includes everybody. It indicates to all children that they're there, they're visible, that they can see themselves.
And it's not an American story. It's sold overseas.
Oh, it's very popular all over the world, and that's one of the things that's quite wonderful about it. It's popular in Denmark, in Japan, England, all over Europe, Asia, particularly because of the collage.
50 years later, still going strong. Deborah Pope is friend of the late Ezra Jack Keats, the author and illustrator of the book The Snowy Day. She's also executive director of the Ezra Jack Keats Foundation. Happy anniversary.
Thank you very much.
And thanks for joining us.
And thanks so much for coming in. And thanks for responding on our website, on our Facebook page. The Phantom Toll Booth, Gulkarim says, was a children's book that had a lasting impact on him or her children. I read it to my daughter many times when she was tiny. She read it herself many more as she grew up. She's still at 23, counts it amongst her favorites. Suzanne wrote on our Facebook page, any of the books by Laura Ingalls Wilder. Michael answered our question, anything Shel Silverstein, but especially The Giving Tree. My two-year-old daughter knows it well, so she finishes the second half of each sentence. That's true in our house, too. Give us your view at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Post to our site, thetakeaway.org, or add to the global jukebox we've been talking about this hour as well. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. This is The Takeaway.